His death comes as Iran struggles with internal dissent. Fast-moving storms with strong winds, large hail, and apparent tornadoes have left a trail of damage in Oklahoma and Kansas. The storms struck Sunday, damaging nearly 20 homes in one Oklahoma county, injuring at least two people. Red Lobster filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection shortly after closing some of its restaurants. Red Lobster has been struggling in recent years with rising lease and labor costs. The Dow down 83 points, but the NASDAQ is up 100. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Auburn running back Brian Battee was critically injured and his brother killed in a Saturday morning shooting in Sarasota, Florida. There were multiple other shooting victims in the incident as well. 24-year-old Tommy Battee IV was pronounced dead at the scene. Brian Battee remains in critical condition. A suspect has been arrested in a shooting that paralyzed Montgomery woman Amy Dix. 20-year-old Michael Lamar Johnson has been arrested and charged in the shooting that occurred on April 12th. Amy Dix was shot while driving on Atlanta Highway near the intersection of Eastern Boulevard. Two neighboring Montgomery businesses were burglarized over the weekend. Baker's Framing and Art Supplies was hit by burglars around midnight Sunday. Next to Baker's, the locker room was also burglarized. Both stores are located in the 1700 block of Carter Hill Road. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister! I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
I got hairy legs.
You know you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228 is the big voice set. That's 334-272-9228. Of course, online, we are now streaming the show live. You can see me. You can see my co-host, Eddie Bader, in the flesh. Oh, boy. And just go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Shut up, Rome.
One of our viewers watched this on an 85-inch TV.
What?
Yeah, 85 inches in his office. I was like, I really appreciate that, but he's like, yeah, some days you guys... You know, could use a little makeup.
Oh, I agree. But I ain't putting any on.
You're not wearing any now?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We could get fake eyelashes, though, like Jasmine Crockett. And just, it's just such a beautiful day today, Eddie. You got to blink a lot. It's just such a beautiful day.
I think you blink a lot because they're stabbing you in the face. Right.
I'm just so emotional. Like, I don't know why.
Sadly enough, I used to think those were attractive on women.
Really?
And then I seen the... Everybody and their brother get them. And I was like, okay, this is kind of becoming silly now. Kind of like weaves were. I used to love a woman with a weave. But then when I started seeing tumbleweaves, kind of turned me off.
Yeah, not much activity in the comment section today.
Yeah.
But Gumtown John did write in, is Biden aware that the OG erectionist Bob Dole died years ago?
I doubt he is aware of that.
The fact that Bob Dole was a Viagra spokesman. Like, dirty old man.
Dude, he's got to get paid. Be careful, Joey.
Oh, no, I'm happy to be a dirty old man, too.
Just say there's like, a lot of years left. Never say never.
Yeah. Now, the Veep stakes continues.
Yeah.
And a lot of your, you know how they have the online, like, odds makers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of them are now saying, it could be J.D. Vance.
No.
You don't think it's going to be Tim Scott?
Maybe, but
I don't think it's going to be
not.
A senator.
I'm going with none of the above, none of the ones he's toting around.
Because
with.
There's been a lot of names thrown out there mm-hmm. who are senators, but another one of them is my old arch nemesis. I've buried the hatchet with him though.
Oh,
Marco Rubio.
I'm not a big fan.
You're not a fan of Rubio?
I'm not a just big fan.
Well, people are apparently singing his praises for going toe to toe with Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. Do you want to watch?
Sure.
You don't seem enthusiastic about
those
that.
People. They bother me. They're fake people.
Why do they bother you?
Because they're so fake. They're so fake.
Well, you try serving the public. You'd be fake, too.
I do serve the public.
The voters are very fickle. They do not like you being your genuine self.
Now, this is true, but...
They want to be flattered. The people want to be lied to.
That's not hard to do nowadays. That's not hard at all to do nowadays. You just keep telling them the reward is coming. And it never comes.
So I want to check this out. It's more like watching game tape. We're getting ready. Who's Trump going to pick? Who's all he right. going to pick? Here's Rubio. I think this is sort of an audition to be Trump's
all right.
vice president.
Senator, would you support a federal abortion ban?
Well, I'm pro-life. And to me, this is not even a political issue. I understand it is for a lot of people, and I understand this is a divisive issue in our country, and not everybody shares my views on it. But I believe that human life is worthy of dignity and protection, and I support laws that protect our human unborn human life. I always have, as I've done in the past. You know, the when people talk about a federal abortion ban, mm-hmm. what they're talking about is the 15-week ban, which Lindsey Graham sponsored and I have co-sponsored in the past. That law is less restrictive of or identical to virtually every country in Europe except for two. Now, the extremists here are the Democrats. Not once, but twice, they have voted in Congress to support a law that basically has no meaningful restrictions. They claim it does, but it has no meaningful restrictions. And I think if we are indeed in this republic, which is what we live in a divisive issue like this, where everybody's views have to be taken into account, it's very difficult to find, if there is such a thing, an arrangement at the federal level with people who basically will not vote for any meaningful restrictions on abortion.
Well, and I'm going to pause it there because, number one, this abortion issue, the whole idea that there's going to be a national ban or a national, like, it ain't happening anytime soon unless one party takes a lion's share of the majority of both chambers. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
So I think it's one, again, red meat to stir up the voters.
Stirs up the base, man.
But let's check out the drip. Is that what the kids are saying?
Oh, I've heard of this.
The outfit that he's wearing?
Yep.
You know, Jack Campbell taught me a while back that dark blue with the light blue tie, it plays.
It does play.
It does work. It really is a good look. It's not too audacious. It's not the red power tie. You're not getting a little too floral or dandy-ish. It's just a solid look. So I have to give him an A+ on the look. I think he's looking all right. I mean, even with all that TV makeup, he's got bags like you and I under the eyes.
He's got some glare going on with that forehead. Jeez.
But that was a fairly solid answer. He didn't fumble, I'll put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a good 4-yard run. Good job, little Marco. You're coming to fight.
That's all I see him about.
You know, he's grown up so big. You know, I watched him. It's like seeing Scotty grow.
He might be 5'8".
Let's keep listening in.
Well, of course, the restrictions would be after 21 weeks. But let me ask it to you this way. Donald Trump
says... No, that's not accurate. I'm sorry. That's not what that bill did. That bill, and it didn't say anything about doctors. It said practitioners. So it didn't have to be a doctor that makes this decision. It didn't say anything about a reasonable harm. It's just a good faith. And so basically, even if it's remote and unlikely, you could still say... And it's not even about, by the way, in the law that they had, it's not even about the life of the mother. It's about the health. So it could be a nurse practitioner or a nurse or, I mean, healthcare practitioner. Someone needs to define that. And it can be for virtually any reason. So I understand what they claim the bill did, but in practice, that bill had no meaningful restrictions. It was, in essence, a vote, not once, but twice, from Democrats to have abortion at any time for any reason.
Well, let me just note, though, that less than 1% of abortions take place after 21 weeks. Let me just ask you, though, this
week. Then everybody should be in favor of just banning. If they're so rare, then let's just ban them all after 21 weeks. Why are they fighting so hard on that?
Well, because usually if they happen, it's because there is a crisis with the health of the mother. Let me ask you, though. Donald Trump says
no, but if there's a crisis with the life of the mother, a real crisis, that every bill has that restriction in place. Every bill has that exception.
Senator, let me ask it this way. Donald Trump says, quote, he's not signing a national abortion ban. Do you disagree with him on that point?
Well, he won't get to sign one because there's no way we can pass it. I've never claimed we have 60 votes in the Senate and votes in the House and everything else that goes in between.
Oh, wow. Rubio telling the truth.
I don't believe any time in it. But I don't support those bills because I think they're actually about to pass. And I think what Trump has actually said is that what he wants to do is negotiate with a Democrat. I think he said it on this program, that he wants to negotiate with the Democrats on this, which I think, you know, in a country where you're trying to save unborn human life, and I support laws that do so, even if they don't have everything I want them to have in there, that's his goal. And so, but that's a statement of fact. He will never get a chance to sign that law because right now we don't have the votes to pass it. That doesn't mean that's not what I believe. It just... kind of the reality of the politics.
Well, but he's not talking about whether the votes are there. He has said point blank he's not signing a national abortion ban. Let me ask you, though.
Because he wants to negotiate with the Democrats on the issues, he said.
He also said on this program that a 6-week abortion ban that was signed into law in Florida in your state is a, quote, terrible thing, a terrible mistake. Is he wrong on that point, Senator?
Well, again, I'm pro-life, so I support laws that save unborn human life. Other people have different opinions on what our law should be. That law that you're referring to was passed by elected legislators in the state of Florida, House members that have to go back to their voters every 2 years. It wasn't senators that have to go back every 4 years. And that's the way our republic works.
See?
It's a representative democracy, and people have to go back to their voters and justify. I am of the belief that unborn human, I don't want to impose anything on anyone. I get that this is two competing rights here that are crashing into each other, but I err on the side of supporting unborn human life because of the dignity of all human life. That's my view. I want our laws to represent it. Other people have different views, but in our representative democracy, democracy, people who have to answer to voters in the state of Florida voted for that, and voters will now get to take that into account in this election and any future election.
You know, Rubio is holding his own fairly well. I give it to him.
I give him that, and I like the way he argued about the specifics of the bill. He didn't just let her gloss over.
And they love, the corporate press loves this little game of, let's bring up a thing that Trump said and see if they will disagree.
Yeah, they do that a lot, don't they?
Like can we get a little wedge here and create some drama amongst the Republicans? Let's see what the next tack she takes.
Just to put a fine point on it, you are disagreeing with Donald Trump on his opposition.
We agree.
But I think even within the pro-life movement, there's all kinds of disagreement about what the law should be.
But you some support of it is
practical on what
ban?
We can pass.
You support the six-week ban?
I support any life. I support any bill that protects unborn human life. Right. But I don't consider other people in the pro-life movement who have a different view to be apostate. They just have a different view about the best ways to approach this issue.
Talk about your own prostate. Hmm. Or wait, did he say prostate or apostate?
I think he said apostate.
That's different.
Pasta.
Sorry to be so sensitive about the topic.
Hey, can I ask you something? I just thought about it.
I was trying to move on quickly, but go ahead.
Democrats seem to want abortion anytime, anywhere. Right?
That seems to be the line.
So why?
But only 1% happened after 20.
But also, only for Americans. They don't push this policy worldwide. They push this policy here in America. These are the same people that want the borders to be opened up, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So is it just a possibility that they just want to eliminate Americans? I mean, we're killing Americans every day via abortion, and we're letting illegals in every day via the open borders.
Well, and we have, based on Peter St. Onge's reporting, native-born Americans have been losing jobs like crazy over the last several quarters.
Mm-hmm. Just curious.
So maybe there's something
Is there something to that?
Right. If you don't like the population, you just... Change it up.
I mean, it's
can you do it in the name of compassion and goodwill?
It's as crazy as it sounds, as conspiratorial as it sounds. Is that not what we're doing?
Let's continue on with Rubio here.
The Democrats, where unless you are in favor of their bills that basically say, let's just put in all this fancy language, but it's not meaningful in terms of any restrictions, you won't get Planned Parenthood, for example, who supports all these Democrats, to get their support and NARAL support. You have to be for abortion at any time. I don't care what they say. That's the practical impact of their laws. They are radicals on this.
All right, Senator, let's move on to immigration. If reelected, Donald Trump has said he's willing to build migrant detention camps and deploy the U.S. military to deport the more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. It would be the largest deportation operation in American history.
What are you gonna say, Rubio? She's teeing you up.
Yep.
What are you gonna say?
Let's see what he says.
You support that plan?
11 million. That's an outdated. That was the number 10 years ago. We're talking upwards of 20, 25, maybe 30 million. Well, there's been almost 10 million people that have entered this country in the last 3 years.
The question, would you support it?
The number varies big time. I mean, it's another 9 to 10 million people just in the last 3 years. The answer to your question is yes. We cannot absorb 25, 30 million people who entered this country illegally. They're here illegally. What country on earth would tolerate that? We don't even know who most of these people are. They talk about vetting. Vetting them with what? They're coming from nations that don't even have document systems in many cases. Yes, we are going to have to do something. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do something dramatic to remove people from this country that are here illegally, especially people we know nothing about. But 10 million, 11 million, that was the number 15 years ago. Today, it's upwards of probably 25 to 30 million, maybe more.
You know, they say to me, Don, you're being a little controversial on illegal immigration. I said, it's illegal.
There we go.
No, actually, that was a pretty strong answer.
That was a really good answer. I'm sure she's about to blow up, too.
I see why people are like, Rubio's shining. Watch him shine. Look at him shine. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Big John.
Hey, Big John. How you doing? Long time no talk to.
I'm doing good, man. I was just out and about and was listening to the show. You know, all this stuff about Rubio and who's the next vice president and all the stuff the Democrats are doing. I am completely convinced the Democratic Party has gotten tired of this republic. And they're doing everything they can to sell us out to the rest of the world.
Oh, sure.
As quickly as they can do it while they're padding their pockets.
Oh, of course.
Well, and they're looking for the big neck. I'm sorry, say that again?
I said none of it that we see is ever going to make sense. Right. It's just completely against the American way.
Well, I think the Democrats know what I know, and most, I would say, people who are aware who are watching American politics know, is that the House built a few decades back is falling apart. The House that is America, somebody's going to rebuild it when this thing either is pushed over or falls over on its own rot. And the Democrats would love to be the new architects of the new House. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense of a lot of what they're doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And but I have a very strong feeling when it falls over and the new architects show up, they're going to be speaking Chinese.
Oh, goodness.
I think that's what we'll say.
Good point.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Big John.
Thank you, Big John. Good to hear from him. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Rubio. I'm surprised I haven't gotten upset at Rubio yet.
Me too, actually.
Let's keep listening in.
Senator, here's what you said about Donald Trump's mass deportations proposals in 2016. Take a look.
I don't think it's reasonable to say you're going to...
Oh, no, that's not fair. That's not fair, Kristen. It's not fair.
Why?
Back then, he was little Marco. Little Marco, he hit me in my hands. Guarantee you there's no problem there. It means something else, no problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But since 2016, what are we now? Like 8 years later? Little Marco's grown up.
He's
not quite Big Marco. Let's call him Grown Marco.
Has he bowed down and kissed the ring?
So let's listen to Little Baby Marco. Back in 2016.
Round up and deport 11 million people. I don't think it's a plan that works. I don't think that's a realistic policy.
So why have you changed your mind now?
Because the issue has completely changed. When I said that back in 2013, when I was involved in immigration reform, we had 11, 12 million people that had been here for longer than a decade. Now we've had almost that number in the last 3 years alone, mm-hmm. from all over the world, including people that I believe are terrorists, people that I believe are going to conduct terrorist attacks in this country if given the opportunity, yeah. certainly people that were criminals in their home country. This is a completely different, this is not immigration. Yeah. You asked me about immigration. Yeah. This is mass migration. Mass migration. This is an invasion of the country, yeah. and it needs to be dealt with dramatically. And yeah. by the way, I'm not a big poll follower, but polls show most Americans agree with us on this.
And of course, that was an issue under former President Trump as well. There was just a bipartisan proposal that was put on the table that would put more funding into border enforcement as well as limiting asylum. Republicans walked away from that. But let me move on to my next question.
No,
we can't move on because that's not what that bill did. That bill also created asylum officers who right on the border will be able to give people yeah. asylum. And you give someone asylum right on the border without yeah. any appeal, no well, judge, nothing, just an asylum officer, they are on a path to citizenship.
Okay. Your fellow
That's why I oppose that bill.
Your fellow Republicans said it was the best deal that they had seen in a long, long time.
Your fellow Republicans, I hate this. I hate that tactic so much.
Well, hold on.
Hate that. I saw it coming from a mile away. Like, don't do it, James Langford. Don't be a dumbass, James Langford. You're going to be hung out to dry, and he fell for it. It was designed to fail, so right. everybody can have their stupid little talking points going into November. And Langford was the man who decided, well, I guess I'll shoot myself.
Well, not only that, just because it's the best deal that don't come out, that ever come out, doesn't mean it was a good deal. It's just the best of the crap that they put on the table.
It's just, give me a break, man. And your fellow Republican, there isn't a huge division in the Republican right. Party right now. Like, are we still, pretending like it's West Wing up in Washington, D.C.? Like, it's an Aaron Sorkin screenplay? Let's continue on. Rubio's holding his own.
But Senator,
which fellow Republican?
Ahead. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Which fellow Republican said that?
Senator Lindsey Graham.
Then I disagree with Lindsey. Okay. That's what he said. I'm not in favor of asylum officers at the border mm-hmm. that can issue asylum rulings right at the border.
And Senator James Langford, of course, negotiate. But let me look.
There you go, Joey.
And are you going to bring up Mitt Romney next? Mittens?
Forward.
I like hot dogs. It's the best meat there is.
Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter what happens, Senator?
No matter what happens? No, if it's an unfair election, I think it's going to be contested by
wins.
Either side.
Senator, no matter
well,
who
why
wins.
Don't you, I think you're asking the wrong person. The Democrats are the ones that have opposed every Republican victory since 2000. Every single one.
Yep. It's Hillary no Clinton Democrat said has that, refused that, to concede. Hillary Clinton conceded. Senator, will you accept the election results?
Hillary Clinton said the election was stolen from her and that Trump was illegitimate. Kamala Harris agreed.
Senator, we have Democrats now. Senator, she conceded the election.
She said that Trump was illegitimate. She said that the election had been stolen. Kamala Harris agreed. By the way, there are Democrats serving in Congress today who in 2004 voted not to certify the Ohio electors because they said those machines had been tampered with. And you have Democrats now saying they won't certify 2024 because Trump is an insurrectionist and ineligible to hold office.
So excuse me, Marco. Little Marco, it's an erectionist. I'm like Bob Dole.
Wow, this is actually an amazing job by Rubio. And now, like, I don't watch these things that much anymore. Like, the Sunday talk shows.
I totally understand why.
Because when I watch it, I'm like, oh, there's that trick. Oh, here's this stupid trick. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why do people keep falling for this manipulative crap? Why?
Because they're people.
Yeah. Let's people go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Julie, how are you, man?
Oh, hi, James. How you doing?
I'm okay. West Wing, Martin Sheen. This is before your time, Julie. Have you seen California Kid?
No.
That's with Martin Sheen also. I want to see that. It's a nice little TV drama, I think.
Yeah, no, and it's a shame because I do think Aaron Sorkin's a great screenwriter. He kind of jumped the shark with Newsroom, but I think a lot of his movies and shows like Sports Night and early West Wing are great, well-written. But West Wing is so liberal. I look at it now and I'm like, you smug neoliberal asshats. Like, it's just, oh, I can't. That America was most full of hubris in that moment.
But are you suggesting you may have liked it while it was rolling and you're just now figuring it out, or help me understand?
Oh, no, I still like the show for the show.
Okay.
Like, I think the character stuff's great. The politics are just like, ugh.
Okay, all right. Earlier you said that the Democrats want to be the architects of this new country that they're, and henceforth they're running off the rails so they can be the architects. We're adding this all up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're both on the same page. I'm just checking, just making sure I'm right. That I'm following the young whiz kid, for lack of a better word. How is that? Is whiz kid okay?
That's going to inflate his ego a little bit. Plus, he's older now.
Oh, okay, so he can handle that.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Speaking of older, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but today's my birthday, Joey. Can you say happy birthday, James?
Oh, happy birthday to you, James.
Okay, so if I was standing in front of these Democrats, you know what I would ask them? What's wrong with the country we have? And you know the answer that I would anticipate? Not enough barbed wire. Joey, have a nice day, brother.
Thank you, James. 272-9228. I'm going to keep going with this. Okay. I was going to bail out early, but I'm telling you, little Marco's holding his own here.
He's doing better than I thought he would.
Continue to listen in.
I need to ask them. I think you've had Senator, have you ever asked a Democrat Senator, this you, question Senator, on your you, show?
Senator,
I bet you've never asked a Democrat that question.
Senator, you voted to certify the 2020 election, and here is what you said on that day that you voted to certify the 2020 election.
Democracy is held together by people's confidence in the election and their willingness to abide by its results.
So by your own definition, are Donald Trump's claims undermining Americans' confidence in democracy, given that he has not conceded the last election and he just said in recent days twice that he won Minnesota, Senator?
I think what undermines people's confidence in the election is when you have places like Wisconsin with over 500 illegal drop box locations, when you have places like Georgia where liberal groups are paying people $10 per vote. No, but listen, what undermines elections is when NBC News and every major news outlet in America in 2020 censored the Biden laptop story, which turned out to be true, not Russian misinformation, unprecedented. Only you couldn't even talk about it on social media. They would deplatform you. People look at all this. They look at what happened in Arizona, 200,000 ballots that had the signatures.
Wait. Is the reptilian coming out in her?
Snake.
I mean, that is a very green neon jet. She looks like an Amazon lizard.
She's got a nice tan, though.
Yeah, she is. No, she's a lovely woman.
Mm-hmm.
well put together, but let's keep going here.
Senator, people will lose confidence, and it opens the door to this.
I have to
it
jump
does.
In here. Senator, you voted to certify the election, and...
Because at that stage course, in the process, you have no
Senator,
options.
Senator, you voted to certify the election. Nothing has been censored on this program. Hillary Clinton,
did you guys... cover the laptop for Joe
absolutely
Biden in 2020?
We
the
absolutely, we covered the laptop.
It was bad. You couldn't even talk about it in social
line,
media.
Chris Krebs, the top
election
official,
you couldn't talk about it in social media. It'd be deplatformed. You Chris, couldn't even talk
no,
about
let me
it.
Go to an expert.
You were called, they said it was Russian disinformation.
Senator Rubio.
Voters, in many cases, didn't ever hear about it because it was blacked out by the media.
We did cover the election, and just to note that Chris Krebs, who was a top Trump election official, called it the safest and most secure election in recent history.
Just to say that, I can no longer take you seriously if you seriously mean what you said. Well, and no. I know she doesn't.
No, say you go to, you and I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And your wife asks you, Eddie, did you stay faithful? And you're like, this was the most faithful, in fact, most celibate and wholesome Vegas trip I've ever had.
If I told my wife that, that would be the last thing I ever said.
Yeah, it's like when somebody protests way
right.
It was the most secure.
Right. There would be no more questions.
Break, man.
There would be no more questions for Eddie.
You changed the rules in several battleground states in the midst of a world historic pandemic. And you changed the rules in a way that if any other country did it, we would have said it was illegitimate. Now, what's been my line since all this went down, Eddie? They stole it fair and square.
And that, and democracy dies in darkness.
No, that's not my line.
Is that yours?
No, that's Washington Post.
Oh, man, I've been quoting that all weekend and putting your name behind it.
No, well, stop doing that. That's false attribution. You know, that's not allowed online. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Ken.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Enjoying listening to your replay of Little Marco from yesterday. Whoever that lady, excuse me, whoever that female person is that host meets the press sure does make a lot of us miss people like Tim Russert, and even for goodness sake Dan Brokaw, Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather is just, I thought he had been the most disrespectful of a sitting president on his program that I had ever heard some 15 or 20 years ago with Bush. I guess it was Bush 1. But this person is intolerable. Senator Rubio did a very good job. I have to say he did a lot better job than Senator Scott from North Carolina. I think it was just the previous week. But her continual interruptions, he has enough facts. And, of course, Scott did, too. He just wanted to be a little more respectful of a person, I guess.
Well, if you notice when she would interrupt, she's playing this brilliant game of, I'm going to load each question with an underlying presumption that I know he doesn't agree with. And as soon as he started to attack the premise, the unspoken part of the question, that's when she'd jump in and interrupt. No, my premise is absolutely correct. You cannot question the framing of the things I'm asking you.
Unfortunately, a lot of the more conservative moderators and radio and TV hosts have gone into this persistent interruption, which is, of course, rude.
Yep.
Very annoying. You'd think their producers and the execs would realize it's annoying to, or maybe it's not, but to this audience, it's very annoying because you tune into the station. We tune into you and Eddie to hear you and Eddie and other of your regular callers, but and we want you to interject when there's something pertinent. But to continually interrupt and to bait the person
right.
is intolerable.
Unfortunately, that's all the rage these days. But I appreciate it, Ken. I really do.
Yeah.
Great hearing
from you. Enjoying it.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Dr. Ken. I haven't heard from him in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I like it that we still got folks who have been listening all these years, still listening, still calling in. keeping the spirit alive. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. They can help you with that roof of yours. In fact, you are one of their best customers.
Joey, I'll be using them again.
Really? You know,
I had some,
yeah.
I had some tree damage up at the Airbnb. So after the inspector came out, the insurance inspector adjuster came out, we did notice there's a little bit of damage on the roof. So I'll be calling those guys up today, getting that set back up. Because you know why? It's a free inspection, and it's always accurate. And these guys, they've seen this roof in the past. So if there's been any changes, they can tell me.
So free inspection, yeah. Free estimates, accurate estimates.
Very accurate.
And they get the job done when they say they're going to get it done?
Every single time they've done that for me.
And they're insurance specialists.
Yes.
So they can actually work with the insurance company through the claim.
Right.
Process.
In this case, I'm dealing with an insurance company, so this is why I'm calling them, guys.
Well, Todd Clark really has put together a great team. Again, whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, they can help you out. You should just get it inspected, even if you... you know, don't think you have a problem.
I would.
It's good to do some basic preventative maintenance.
Sure.
So call River Region Contracting today at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your butts.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
You like this one, Eddie?
I do.
Yeah, I've got this one all finished with a vocal and everything. I don't know. I'm self-conscious about my voice.
I understand.
Like, I wish I was a better singer.
I think we all do. Not just you were a better singer, but I think we all wish we were better singers.
I was about to say. It's like, thanks, man. Are you all spying on me or something?
We know what you do.
272-922. And then what do I do?
Okay. Look here.
Don't you make something up.
Never mind.
Some perverted little rumor slash joke.
It'd be a rumor that I'd start.
Yeah. What rumor would that be?
I don't know. To be honest, I've got a few of them out there already about you. I don't want to get them confused right now, so okay. I better just kind of stop.
Oh, yeah. It's probably good that you lay low for a second.
Right. Just remember. My thought on that,
I know where you live.
Speaking of that, well, we need to have a boat day. Brandon called me this weekend. We need to have a boat day. I'm sure Byron, as much as we talk about the boats, he'd love to have like a boat day. Yeah. We need to set that
up. I'm down for a boat day.
Okay. I'm going to get this working on that.
Yeah, I'll wear my brand new workout shorts.
Nice. Yeah. Not the shorty shorts, are they?
No.
Okay.
They're actually the double ones. They have like the compression shorts inside.
I got a pair of those.
They're so comfy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It felt weird when I first wore them, but they're very comfortable.
Very comfy.
Yeah, much more than I thought.
One more give.
Yes.
Somebody needs to get Biden a pair of those. It'll help a lot. Did you see that Senator Katie Brett and Senator Ted Cruz teamed up and wrote a joint op-ed?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. A joint op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Here, I'll share it on the screen here. It's from 1819 News reporting. Brett Cruz proposed bill to protect both life and IVF in joint Wall Street Journal op-ed. Now, I have, sources within the Roman Catholic Church and the good ones, not the stupid pope.
Yeah, the good ones, okay.
This Marxist pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that IVF, based on Catholic teaching, shouldn't be a thing.
I was told that a long time ago.
Yeah, because you're literally creating life and then freezing it and then manipulating it, and a lot of it are just doomed to die, is their thinking on it, I believe.
I can see where I think it would be coming from, but...
But then 86% of Americans, apparently, support IVF. And, knowing people personally who are trying, I can see why people support
it. I can see it.
But on Sunday, the Wall Street Journal published a, op-ed written by Katie Brett and Ted Cruz about their legislative efforts to clear up confusion after an Alabama Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization. Families across the U.S. are understandably worried that in vitro fertilization is under threat, the op-ed began, as Republican senators from Texas and Alabama were united on many issues, including the need to protect both life and access to IVF treatments, which many families rely on to have children. This issue is close to our hearts as parents. The senator said this new bill would, quote-unquote, eliminate any ambiguity left over by the state's law and court's interpretations by providing federal protection. States could still regulate IVF under the proposed bill, and no organization would be compelled to provide IVF against its conscience. They go on to say, misconceptions and fear-mongering around the legal status or standing of IVF do a disservice to families facing infertility. Our bill will honor and support families seeking to welcome a new baby into their lives through IVF. Britt and Cruz cited statistics showing that roughly 2% of births in the United States came from IVF, and 86% of Americans support the practice. The senators concluded, quote, "This is an opportunity to unite on a shared bipartisan commitment to life, family, and personal liberty by protecting access to IVF treatments in every corner of America." And it does seem like Cruz and Brett are teaming up on a lot more things. He had her on his podcast there after her State of the Union response.
I didn't know that. I just been hearing about the Fetterman-Brett team.
Oh, yeah. That's a good duo right there.
And Beauty and the Beast.
I know. That's why it's a good duo.
Okay.
You rang?
Yeah. In fact, I did, John.
Excuse me. Sorry, I don't need to do an impersonation of our junior senator. Or our senior senator. Hey, Joey, how's it going? How you doing?
I want to call our radio.
I'm doing all right, Coach.
My real estate team that, but my partner thought that was a bad idea. Beauty and the Beast.
Well, your partner is beautiful. I'll give her that.
I thought it'd make a funny, great billboard, but not so much.
272-9228. And just a second, I want to go to, Al Sharpton. Did you see that Al Sharpton sat down with the guy who is the Democrats' nominee?
No.
In the brand new District 2.
I heard you tell me about it.
That's what I mean by this will not just be a local press thing. This is going to be something that gets constant coverage on MSNBC, probably CNN as well.
Oh, no doubt.
And there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars probably spent thrown into this district, with both sides combined especially. So Sharpton sat down with Shamari Figures.
Okay.
And have you ever heard Shamari?
Besides in here, no.
Like, he's never been in here?
No, but we've played stuff from him before. I never heard.
Me and never heard him? Yeah, I had not actually heard him out until this weekend when I watched this clip with Sharpton here. So you want to just do this now?
Yeah, come on.
Again, this is Al Sharpton talking to Shamari Figures over the weekend there on MSNBC.
Welcome back to Politics Nation. We could be watching history in the making in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, where former Justice Department official Shamari Figures won a competitive Democratic primary runoff this week for a seat that was redrawn to give black voters greater representation after the U.S. Supreme Court demanded it. Now, if Figures and longstanding Congresswoman Terry Sewell are both victorious in November, it could mark the first time Alabama's congressional delegation has two black members. Joining me now, Shamari Figures, Democratic nominee from Alabama for the U.S. House. Mr. Figures, thank you.
Now, before we get into that, look at him. He's a young man. He's only, I believe, Shamari Figures is only 38. Yeah.
Sugar net, like, to be honest.
Yeah. So he is a very, I would say, impressive from afar. But we'll listen into him. Okay. I mean, I, of course, have disagreements. I'm just calling it like I see it, though. This guy's the real deal, and it's going to be a heck of a fight between him and Caroline Dobson, but let's actually hear him out.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. Many of us in the civil rights and voting rights communities were surprised last year when the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the federal judicial panel's demand for a new congressional map in Alabama that included a second majority black district in a heavily black state. Now you're running as the Democratic nominee to represent that district and could be part of a history-making, a tandem of black representatives if Terry Sewell wins re-election as expected. What is your thoughts on that?
Look, good to see you again, Reverend Sharpton, and thanks for having us today. Look, this district, this newly redrawn district, is incredibly important to not just the people in this district, but people across the state of Alabama and people across the country. As you can see, it's had impacts in other states, and the entire civil rights community that came together to fight for this, the plaintiffs here in the state of Alabama, the supporting organizations, and elected officials and government leaders across the country all came together once again to make Alabama do right by people in this state. When you grow up in Alabama, as I have, especially when you grow up black in Alabama, you know the role that the federal government has had to historically play in making this state do right by people in this state, especially by black people in this state. And this district is yet again another example of that.
Now, less than a year after the Supreme Court ruled that Alabama's voting map be redrawn, the U.S. Supreme Court restored a congressional voting map in Louisiana this week that adds a second majority black district less than 6 months before the November election. Based on what's happened in Alabama, what do you expect that to mean for Democrats and black voters in that state?
Look, I think people there will equally be as excited about the opportunity to elect leadership that reflects the types of communities and towns and citizens that make up that district. It's been far too long for many places, including here in the state of Alabama in the district that we now represent. Too many counties and communities and towns in this district have never had the opportunity to be elected or to elect leadership that can bring a level of care and focus and concern on the issues that mean the most to them and impact their communities in sometimes very unique ways. And so I think the people of Louisiana will be similarly excited about the opportunity and really get out and vote and make their voices heard come November.
This week, Mercedes-Benz workers in your state rejected unionization after 56% of them
voted. Oh, yeah, that did happen. Sorry I didn't mention it, folks.
They'll be back.
No, and whether it's Democrats like we're about to hear or all the Republicans in the state, I'm like, isn't it at the end of the day up to these workers?
Yeah. Ain't our fight, Joey. It's their fight. Let them fight it.
In fact, kind of running out of time for the segment, so let me go to Randall okay. real quick here. Hey, Randall.
What up, Randall?
What's up, man? I guess there's a lot to unpack, but just to tell you, you know, I'm going to click on to see how y'all boys looking, man. I'm going to tell y'all. Kill the black shirts. Don't ever wear black again. Wear a tight fit. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm just saying your best look. Wear the tight fit shirt, man. The white stuff. Don't wear the slack. You can't tell where your body is. Right now, the shirt you got on look way better than the black you ever wore.
That's a good looking for you. I'll give him that right now.
Yeah. Wear a white shirt that show y'all. Man,
that
V-neck. Nobody trying to hide.
That's a good look for you.
I'm telling you. and like you had on yesterday, and the other day, Friday, Eddie, man, that shirt was perfect. Now this shirt you got on now, it's just too much.
It's camouflage.
You know what I mean? It ain't showing where you're in. And I can't.
Because I'm fat and I'm hiding my fat body.
Yeah, I'm still going to wear black as long as I'm fat.
I'm telling y'all you're doing that the wrong way, man. You need to. Y'all.
Lucky don't wear just a poncho.
Quit trying to hide anything. That's what making it. I'm telling y'all look better with the tight fit, the light colors. Dark colors don't look good on y'all. Y'all like
crop
y'all
top, Joey.
Crop top, there you go. But the microphone, man, I can't watch y'all the whole time because the microphone, I can't handle that one being in one place, one in the other, and y'all screaming next to each other. That's crazy, man. It drives me nuts.
That better, Randall?
Yeah, but man, anyway, I don't know if y'all heard of NetBlock, but they starting to block. You can start paying these folks to block certain folks.
Really?
Internet mess, yeah. And they doing it in Iran. I figured out what they were doing in Iran with that girl that they killed in 2022 when they tried to put her in a re-education camp. Mm-hmm. And then, but I want to talk about Marv. Man, this crap right here, this is why we got to focus on the real enemy. Because they couldn't have said this is for Democrat voters. Why keep putting the black part in there? That right there is showing you they keep trying to show us the bias because they see how close we are down here, and they don't want us linking arms and coming up out of Washington D.C. And they're gonna send somebody down here saying he's from man. You put a beard and some hair on him, he look like he's from over there in Iran itself. And you know what I mean? So I ain't falling for it. I'm tired of coming down here bringing people from Washington D.C. trying to say they've been here the whole time. Man, I wish we could have got Daniels in there. Man, we needed him so bad. And now, better than what we got to him, because this dude ain't gonna, we ain't gonna beat this crap. We can't beat this money. How are we gonna beat him?
Yeah, money and free media at the national level, and it's amazing how democracy works.
It's not actually the best media we could ever get.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we ain't gonna be able to beat it down here, and they're gonna come down here and put who they want in place. And I think Daniel had a better vision, and I just don't think that she's gonna be able to whoop. I'm saying this, so I hope people prove me wrong. Y'all get up and show. Y'all just know how these folks did, man. Don't let them come down here and do this crap. And we need to focus on the real enemy coming here and pissing the man. We got this net blocks is a big one. And because I can pay to have Joey blocked. I can have your stuff blocked.
How much does that cost? I got lots of people I'd like blocked. I'm looking into this.
Well, Randall, I got to run, man, but I appreciate it. Good hit.
I like this, Randall. Thank you, man.
272-9228. Be right back, hopefully, with Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Don't raise Andy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Gonna keep running for the rest of your life?
Fox Tuesday.
If I work with the feds, she could kill us both.
It's the Clean Lady 2-hour season finale.
We'll draw the feds to us like bees to honey.
Kill federal agents?
How far would you go to get out?
What side do you want to be on?
If you can't do your job, I'm gonna do it.
The Cleaning Lady 2-hour season finale. Tuesday on Fox 20.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Joey, and he's Eddie. And I love that Gumtown John wrote in. He said, Eddie already has the bad-built butch body, just needs the eyelashes.
I don't know. I think they'd bother me too much. The whole blinking would drive me crazy. Right, it'd make me blink more, which would probably make me even look a little more.
No, and you would find yourself doing more.
Right. Joey, stop.
I'm a little verklempt.
Right, getting verklempt over here.
Yeah. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Michael's on vacation.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And so, folks, when you're talking about Cohen's Electronics and Appliances, first, you're talking about a local institution, 60-plus years of doing business here.
That's right.
It is a family-owned business through the generations, and they've been serving customers through the generations. Like, grandfathers, fathers, and sons have all now bought there from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
We hear it every day.
With electronics, of course, if you're looking for, say, a kick butt, like 65-inch, 85-inch, even they now have 95-inch TVs, Sony and Samsung, or those short-throw projectors.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, I've seen those in action. They look really cool.
And, of course, there's outdoor TVs if you're putting something on the porch to watch your favorite sporting event as you relax and outside. Or it could be you go to the appliance side of the store looking at the top-notch grills they have, or you want to build out a kitchen. So it could be like a stove or an oven, maybe a brand-new double oven.
Well, especially if you're doing new construction, you can go in there with kind of more or less your plans and sit down with Michael, and they can help you design your kitchen with the appliances that you want.
Not to mention those great laundry room products. Like, amazing. If you need a new washer-dryer unit, they've got all sorts of options for you. Really, the store is massive, a lot bigger than you think when you're looking
from the
roadside. So check out Cohen's Electronics and Appliances today. You can always go to thinkcohens.com. That's thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you to go see them in person. They're at 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to tell, one of those great team members there, that Joey and Eddie, those fools on the radio, sent you. Little Marco Rubio is now Marco in the Middle. Says Dirty
Marco in the Middle.
Dirty Water Jones just wrote that in on YouTube.
Marco
appreciate
in the
that.
Middle.
I like that handle, too. Dirty Water Jones. A little dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to read it in Trump voice, because that sounds like a Trump thing.
Is there another way to do it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. In fact, one of the comments this weekend I read was about your Trump voice.
Yeah.
And they were complimentary of it.
Really?
Yes.